Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
I'm Father Mark Haidu, Legionary of Christ, priest, and I'm your guide to lead you into a deeper, more meaningful, more impactful spiritual life of prayer and union with the Lord. So invite you, put away anything that might distract you as I now lead you and guide you into this meditation. And once you're ready, let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As always, we come into God's presence at the beginning of our meditation, and we do that by invoking some of that interior life that we have through the theological virtues. Lord, we believe that you're here present. We believe that you want to speak to us, that when we focus on you and give you our heart's attention, you are there to console and to teach and to heal. So we believe that this time will be impactful and meaningful and transformational. We hope in you. We trust confidently in you that what you promise and what you say will be true. Your blessings will come. Your strength will come. Your providence will give us all good things. We trust in that and in you. And we love you. We love you above all things, Lord. Even if our heart is pulled at times to other things, we love you above everything else. And we're grateful for this time to be with you and to pray with you and to listen to you. We're grateful for all the blessings of our life and the way you share with us your goodness and your kindness. And so now as we transition into meditating on your word and letting you speak to us, we open our hearts, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, speak to us now through your word. We're going to meditate on John 5, or actually it's John 4, but 5 to 42, but I'm not going to read all of that with you. I'll just focus on the conversation of Jesus with the Samaritan woman. A woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews have nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. But whoever drinks this water, the water I shall give, will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come back." The woman answered and said to him, "I do not have a husband." Jesus answered her, "You are right in saying, 'I do not have a husband,' for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, and the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one speaking with you." Even now we can let the words of Scripture speak to us. If anything there caught your attention, just start dialoguing with the Lord about it. How does it affect you? How does it move you? And then begin dialoguing with him, speaking with him. As I did that, as I read through that, what strikes me is the following. Jesus meets her, it says in the gospel, in the heat of the day. He goes to her in the most uncomfortable moment. And she goes to the well at that hour, and she knows no one else is going to be there. Maybe out of shame, maybe fear, exhaustion, humiliation, just not wanting to have to explain. And that's exactly where Jesus waits, showing up. And that's where he meets us. It's where he meets you. Your place of shame or of exhaustion or of just wanting not to encounter anyone, let alone God. Jesus meets us there. Jesus meets us not where we feel most holy, most prepared. He meets us, in fact, where we most need saved, where we're most isolated, most tired, most exhausted, and at the end of our rope. Jesus delights in coming and meeting us there at our well. Right there, that place where we're trying to satisfy ourselves. And he wants to step in there and help us understand, you're looking in the wrong place. Look to me. Let me satisfy you. There's a second point that strikes me. In this dialogue, Jesus awakens her deepest thirst. Whoever drinks this water will thirst again. He helps her to recognize, hey, your thirst isn't being satisfied, and she knows it. And in fact, she asks, hey, if it's possible not to thirst this way or not to keep coming back here, I'm open, speak to me. He gently exposes for her that pattern of relationships that never satisfied her. Those repeated acts that always left her wanting. But Jesus doesn't shame her. He sets her free by revealing the real thirst beneath the surface. The real thirst that's unquenched and unsatisfied by her choices is actually not for something, not even some little one, but the big one. Jesus, the biggest love, the eternal love, the love that would last forever. The same is true for us. Jesus doesn't shame us in our needs, in our inability to satisfy our own thirst. He steps into that and helps us realize, hey, in those desires, beautiful as they are, the real satisfaction of them is found in me. And in a third moment, this gospel that strikes me and could be a beautiful opportunity of prayer is this woman's conversion becomes mission. Right? She leaves her jar and runs away. She forgets what she came there for. She leaves behind that container that symbolized her efforts to satisfy her own desires. She's forgotten it because she's already been filled. And now she just wants to share this new love with the rest of the world. She becomes the jar. She becomes the container filled up by Christ, her well, where she's constantly receiving living waters, right? She runs back to the very people she was avoiding, leaves behind the jar, and goes right in to witness, to speak, to talk, to confront, to reveal, right? When Christ fills us, joy overflows. Shame disappears. Unexpected courage returns, and relationships get renewed. So when Jesus fills you, you naturally overflow with joy and with mission. So you might ask yourself, Lord, what well am I drawing from that can never truly satisfy me? And Lord, you don't shame me. You come to meet me there. And once I find what I've always been longing for, you send me into the world full of joy. God bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.